think here we have a classic example of where youth are trying to be involved in democracy and they're being stymied by the system. So therefore I was clarifying the issue today with Minister Gormley, because the insinuation that I had was that there was a single application before him that he was not just signing. But having clarified the matter, there is a number of staffing issues that have been brought to the Department of Local Government, and they are being worked through as one entity. That being said, the Youth Council Coordinator has been tied up in a much bigger problem, and I am demanding that the officials within the local government talk to and work with the County Manager to have this addressed immediately, because there will be talks, and I think that sooner rather than later means that if we can resolve this issue, we could have the Youth Council back up and running again.
Where does the recruitment ban come into this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a single issue. It's tied up with a bigger issue, and I'm not saying it's an easy issue to resolve, but we are going to have talks between the department and the county manager, and my information tonight is that there will be a letter going to the county manager seeking talks, and I am saying that the faster we interact between the council and the department, the faster we'll come to some sort of conclusion to the matter. I mean, it's going to be a matter between those two particular bodies to work out what is possible and what is not possible. But as far as I'm concerned, the Youth Council is a very, very important part of our local democracy.